Konstantin Shcherbakov playing that music arranged by Edvard Schott, 19th century pianist, and that's his paraphrase based on the Roses from the South waltzes by Johann Strauss Jr. Just a bit more by Johann Strauss Jr. here as we listen to the very concluding moments of the operetta The Gypsy Baron, and this is Heiraten Vivat. They're getting married, long may they live. Otto Ackermann conducts. Final moments of The Gypsy Baron by Johann Strauss Jr. Elisabeth Schwarzkopf and Nikolai Yeda were heard there, with Otto Ackermann conducting.
It's 11 a.m. in Middle Tennessee from the College of Media and Entertainment at Middle Tennessee State University. You're listening to WMOT 89.5 FM, Murfreesboro, Nashville. We now take you live to the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum in Nashville for a very special announcement. Here's the Dean of MTSU's College of Media and Entertainment, Ken Paulson.
Thank you. Thank you. What a special day, and thank all of you for joining us here today. I am excited to tell you about how this day came about. Earlier this year, MTSU and the College of Media and Entertainment concluded that WMOT could most effectively serve our Middle Tennessee community with a music format that respects and reflects the music written, performed, and recorded all over this town. Music that both draws on Nashville's rich musical legacy and the collection of American music housed in our Center for Popular Music, led by Dr. Greg Reisch. Our goals were to serve a wider audience, give our students more professional opportunities, reflect what we teach within the four walls of our College of Media and Entertainment, and to tap the talents of our music-savvy faculty. We knew we needed to partner with a creative team with a proven Americana track record, people with deep ties in the music industry and a history of producing world-class programming.
Today, we're proud
we can think of no better curators and keepers of the flame than Music City Roots. Today, we're proud to unveil the fruit of our revolutionary partnership, WMOT Roots Radio 89.5 FM. And now I am very pleased to introduce the president of Middle Tennessee State University, the man whose vision, support, and commitment have made all of this possible, Dr. Sidney McPhee.
Thank you, Dean Paulson, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It certainly is a pleasure to be here, and I am actually very thrilled to return to the Country Music Hall of Fame and use this wonderful venue to make an announcement that is certainly going to be historic. Now, 3 years ago, MTSU came to announce our university was joining a new conference, Conference USA, in this very same spot. That was the beginning of a terrific partnership for MTSU, and one that resulted in multiple championships. You do remember Michigan State, don't you? Widespread national exposure and amazing opportunities for our students. And I think the partnership we are formally announcing today holds similar opportunities for our university's students and faculty. So in a few minutes, we'll change the format of our public radio station to a Nashville-based sound that befits our status as Nashville's most powerful radio station. So we at MTSU take great pride in creating innovative partnership that benefits not only our students and faculty, but also help to bolster the economy of our state and region. Now, this partnership with Music City Roots I think, certainly accomplishes
for audiences across Middle Tennessee.
Provide an outstanding entertainment option for audiences across Middle Tennessee. It helps to extend, promote, and advance the Americana genre and will give valuable time, airtime to those various vibrant artists, many of whom who live and work in Nashville. So many thanks to our dean, Ken Paulson, for his very strong and visionary leadership in proposing and advancing this partnership. I'll tell you that he was on my case like nothing else to get this done.
Yeah.
And also, my thanks to Roots executive producers, John Walker and Todd Nail. Let's give them a round of applause. Let's thank them for stepping forward to help us revitalize WMOT. And I do remember when they came to my office with this proposal. How could a president say no to such outstanding professionals? And they were so convincing, ladies and gentlemen, to help secure this vibrant public radio station. So today is the beginning of something very special, and I appreciate being here and being a part of this historic event in Americana music. We're looking for a long and a very fruitful partnership. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. McPhee. To officially take us through this historic transition, please welcome a voice that has been part of the Music City soundscape through four decades, a member of the Tennessee Broadcasters Hall of Fame, Mr.
Today.
Keith Bilbrey.
Thank you. Thank you, Dean Paulson. Oh, it's great to be here today. Beautiful day and a great day for radio in Nashville and Middle Tennessee. And we want to close the curtain on a format that has showcased some of the most beloved and influential music on this planet. We wanted to show our respect and also illustrate the deep connection that runs through all the fine arts. In this case, symphonic, classical music, to acoustic, string band music. They're connected in ways we don't even understand. The last piece of classical music to be played on WMOT has been chosen carefully, and it will help tell today's story. So here is the iconic Hoedown by Aaron Copland.
Musicians. That was Randy Kors on the dobro, Mike Bubb on the bass, Jim Van Cleve on the fiddle, Allison Brown on the banjo, Tammy Rogers on the fiddle, Richard Bailey on the banjo, Stephen Mogin on the guitar, and Jenny Lynn on the mandolin. Let's hear it for
you. Yeah!
Keith, they really put the scald on that, didn't they?
A scalding was held at the Country Music Hall of Fame, yes.
That's right.
This very morning.
Well, I'm so excited.
I am too. This is, of course, Jim Lauderdale, our Grammy Award-winning songwriter-singer, who is our host of Music City Roots, who always outdresses me. I can't get enough rhinestones to outdo Jim.
Well, and of course, that's Keith Bilbrey over there.
And, I put the what and what...
Exactly. Yeah, what he said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Keith, I'll tell you what, and how about one more song before we continue,
Let's
okay?
Do it.
Our team asked this next artist to share this particular song because it speaks to the heart of the musicians and artists that we hope to elevate in this revolutionary station. He performed this song on Music City Roots on September of 2011, and I know Jesse Scott over there is a big fan of this man too. Please welcome Will Hoag.
Yeah.